K1037 aims to bring Ahnawake an informative, community-oriented, and diverse talk show. To ensure a wide range of opinions, K1037 reserves the right to screen calls. Guests' opinions are not necessarily those of the radio station or its management. Now, Dede Watarlan, all of us are talking on the Party Line Talk Show on K1037.
Good afternoon and welcome to Dede Watarlan Party Line Talk Show. I'm your host, Luann Stacey, and starting today, we'll be having some of the candidates come on for the 2018 MCK elections, and each candidate will be given 15 minutes of airtime, and we're going to have three potential candidates coming on for each show, and we'll give them an opportunity to tell them a little bit about themselves, to talk about, you know, why they're seeking a position on council. And actually, my first guest is just walked in, and someone I actually just saw last night. Just kidding. No, I really did. Welcome, Billy. How's it going?
Not too bad. And yourself?
Oh, really good. I don't see you in a long time, and then I get to see you 2 days in a row. I'm really impressed, you know.
Well,
but that's what happened.
More than you see me because I wave, and you never.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not the kind when I'm driving that I can. When I drive, I'm concentrating.
Yeah.
So you're going to be seeking re-election in this council, and I guess the question, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, how long you've been in how many terms you've sat in council, and let our listeners know a little bit more about you.
Basically what it is, I've been sitting in, this is my second term I'm completing. I am hoping to be re-elected, but if I don't, I just hope people keep pushing the stuff that I'm working on,
mm-hmm.
because this is serious to everything that's going on with us overall.
Yeah.
It's been very interesting, I'll tell you that right now, and it's very, how would you put it, very challenging.
Okay.
And on over the whole thing, I mean, which is right up what I like doing, and I don't like blab a lot of different things, which, you know, I don't get into that
yeah.
deep, but like I said, when it's time for me, and that's where I do it, is on the outside.
Okay.
In the borders, meetings, summit meetings, and all that other stuff, and addressing Canada and the U.S. That's where I really get into it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of the stuff I need to talk about today.
Yeah.
Is the stuff that my success is actually with the borders, if we want to get to that right away.
Whatever you want. Go ahead. Go ahead. You
okay.
Go.
Well, see, what it is that one thing about the border, I mean, a lot of people don't realize when I am talking to them and dealing with that, it's not a 9-to-5.
No.
Crossing the border. Caughnawaga, we cross 24 hours a day. And the connections that I've built with CBSA on the Canadian side actually is really, really good. And even to the point where they've even stated they will be going for sensitivity training in Agwesasne in order to get all of them across. Because the guys I'm dealing with start from here, right from Champlain.
Okay.
And then they go right up to Windsor.
Ah.
So it's a big thing. And I have been to Windsor. I've been to almost every border in the area. If not, I have called and contacted and made a lot of things. But the good part about it is the main people that I'm dealing with here are in charge of a lot of these things. So on that part, if you look at it with the guy that I'm dealing with right now at the border, who is second in command, that's who I'm dealing with.
Okay.
Is actually, they're changing over now. There's a new guy coming in.
Naturally.
And I mean, it's now. Right now, it's happening as we speak. And I actually literally got off the phone on a few things that I was dealing with now, with some serious stuff that's actually between the two places because of a passport issue, which pertained to the crossing and everything. And one of our community members losing their job over it, which I don't agree with.
Okay.
So that's a big hassle. And with all that, Canada is fighting with U.S. over this because U.S. is putting information on the Canadian passport that needs that Canada don't know about. So that's a whole other thing like that. But like I said, on that part, and a lot of community members I'm dealing with on these things, on the issues of the border crossing, it touches on everything. It touches on our membership, touches on our crossing rights. They're even trying to issue us green cards, which no, you know, you can't do that. And now today, this morning, I received a second call on the borders asking for a percentage, blood quantum to cross the border.
And why would we get into that?
That, I have no idea. That's a question that is on the American side this morning that I've actually talked with them about, and I didn't get a reply yet back from them, which is BS. I'm sorry. They can't do that. You know, they really can't do that. And one thing that's good with both Homeland and CBSA I'm working on is stopping the Micmacs. They're crossing over there. I mean, it's true. I've had many a card seized on both sides with confirmation with them, and we're following up with it, and now the peacekeepers are involved with it, which is amazing, and it's gonna work. We got enough information to... We want to stop this because it's affecting our crossing rights. It's affecting our tax, even around here, and our car deliveries and everything else that we're trying to deal with. This is all affecting it. So, and this tied in with the border because, like I said, they were using the cards to cross to go on the American side and try to get another tax, and it's all a fraud. It's all a fraud. So, in working with them on that is huge, and I know we're going to get somewhere with that.
What about Canadian border relations? What's it like on that one?
When I first started, the first term, American border was fantastic. Canadian border was the one I was struggling with.
Yeah.
That's actually turned the last term.
Oh.
The Canadian border is a lot more. I've even had CBSA and immigration come to council and talk with council and work on a better relationship. I've even involved the American consulate on working on a better a relationship with us because a lot of them don't understand what our issues are.
Right.
And a lot of it is brought up. Like when CBSA and immigration met with council, to me it was fantastic. It went well. A lot of stuff came out and everything, and it was great. And also with CBSA, I've been working with them, and also they're entailing in with the Homeland Security on crossing the border with our regalia and...
That's been an issue,
It's been an issue, and it's actually being addressed with CBSA and Homeland Security and myself. We started to tie into it, and to me that's important, really, because that's a lot of us. I mean, some of our people just having eagle feathers crossing, they're giving them a hard time.
Absolutely.
They should not be like that. We are allowed...
So what are some other issues that you feel that need to be addressed immediately? Border crossing's a big one and crosses over to a number of other things. Well, but lately there's been so many issues that seem to have risen. I'm not sure if it's because of elections, but what are, you know, what would be some other things that need to be addressed?
I think most of the time, it hurts to say, but we have to work on each other. We have to. I mean, it's just like when we had the discussion in Jorodo about respect for each other and remembering who we are. And that's something that's dear to me because I care for everybody. You know, I don't think there's, you know, too many people I wouldn't try to help as much as I can. And there's something on that, and that I had had a discussion with somebody about. And they asked me, they says, why have you met people to, you know, right here, it's because I want to be kind to everybody. Because you don't know what they are going through.
Mm-hmm.
So I meet with everybody. I don't turn anybody away. But that's the thing of it. A lot of the times, with exactly what you were saying, we need to stop and remember who you are.
Okay.
You know, to me, it's... I'm an emotional person when it comes to these things. And to me, it hurts when I see us, what's happening right now. It really hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other... I'll ask another question. Why should the community vote for you? What is it that you're going to bring to council?
What I am actually... what I am working on now has a lot to entail with it.
Yeah.
Like, with the immigration issue. We're not immigrants. And council gave me permission to work as much as I can without making decisions, obviously, because it's a council whole thing, to make decisions on eliminating us from the... That's my goal, is to eliminate us from the immigration list, because it does affect many people. And to me, that's one of the biggest ones that we're looking at right now. And that's going to hit, and it's going to go right across the board. I'm not just looking for Gunawagi, even though it is Gunawagi first. But if you look at that, and I actually got response from Trudeau's office, and they already let me know who we will be speaking with when we finally sit down to work on this, which to me is a proud thing to get to that point. It's taken me a lot of work, actually, to get there, but... discussions, and because I'm dealing with immigration at the border also on this,
yeah.
And they feel the same way, so which is good, but they're not the people that make the decision, so we're stepping up on that. I'm just going through my
go ahead.
I
go
have
ahead.
A few things written, so it's not all in the caretaker residence up in Jorodo,
okay.
Just got started. Yeah, I mean, to me, was great, and I actually proved that we can work with Anasadage and have this done completely, which is amazing. I have them sign off on a document where we can do it in order to have everything in the process to do it, which I was told was a pretty good thing because it's great working with them.
Yeah,
you know, that's I try to go that direction at all times with everybody, including the border. But if you have to be a hardware end, you have to be a hardware end at that time. Like another part is the passport issue. I've been lobbying at the border crossing meetings on Canada to submit another, not change their passport, but put another document in the passport where Indigenous people can sign accepting to use the Canadian passport. Not signing for being Canadian, because we're not. And to me, that's a big part until... we can have our own documents where it'll be certified.
Right.
You know, to me, that's another big thing that we're working on. Another is the land encroachment issues in Jorodo.
Yeah.
That's a big one. I've had one moved. One guy had his driveway and all that other stuff on our territory. We worked on it. We got to there. And I had it moved. So to me, that's a big success for
us. Yeah.
To get them off our territory. They don't need to be there. There's a few more that I've been weighing in and trying to take care of. And that's a lot up there. It's hard. With no funding for Jorodo, it makes it a little bit more difficult. But it is going. You know, there's a lot of things working on that. Like the Eagle Lake cabin, which is 99% gone right now, which is what we wanted. And then talking with the community and doing a lot of different things, like up in Jorodo. One thing that I thought was a good thing is renaming or looking at the history of the lakes up in Jorodo and having Gunawagi and Gunasadage to actually look at changing the names to our language, to Mohawk, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And, or if not, renaming it for other reasons, but we need to know the history first. That's something that we're looking
at. Billy, we have a few minutes left. I'd like to ask, what is your vision for Gunawagi's future? Because I think that's an important thing. You know, what do you see? You know, right now we're in a little bit of a shambles, you know, yeah. A lot of things going on. What do you see as our future?
Our future, really, we have to do is look at our overall economy. We need to work on that one way or another. We need to do the best what's for our community. We need to have that. We need to forget about these silos, forget about these other things, and get in together with each other and work where we can, here in Ganawagi, solve our problems. I mean, to me, that the biggest thing would be us.
Yeah, I have another question for you. Have you worked with the Iroquois Confederacy passports, and has there been anything between?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I have had the conversation, and they've been to the border summit meetings with us, and I've addressed, while in talking with Canada, I have addressed a lot of the stuff that's touching it, because the issues here we have here are our community members who want to travel but don't have a band card,
yeah.
Don't want that because they're traditional. And in working with Mr. Hill, I believe his name, I don't remember his first name, but in working with him, he agreed that's a lot of the stuff that's going to be doing, and that we will make the decision on who gets the passport and the Haudenosaunee card or however it's going to work, because I don't understand why it's not going, because apparently it's more secure than the Canadian one,
yeah.
And they won't accept it.
I know, I don't understand it.
Well, I could, but I won't say that.
And we won't have time. You have a minute left to appeal out to the voters. What do you want to say to them?
I really believe I can change a lot of things at the border. To me, that's one of the biggest things, is our crossing rights and everything else. I'm trying to start off where it's easier for us to get through. And I keep hitting barriers. I mean, one of the biggest barriers, obviously, is on the American side right now. Because of, I guess, who's residing over the main helm on that. And they're not a big fan of natives. But
yeah.
We need to do this. We need to get it done. And I need to know more people, because my door's always open. I've always said it, and I always will say it. If there's anything else you need and you think I should be addressing, please come and see me.
Okay, so thank you very much for coming in. We're at the end of your 15 minutes. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back with candidate number 2.